From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he's blocking the state from spending more than $46 million in order to balance the budget. Nixon on Monday said the spending restrictions are needed because the state no longer can count on the anticipated $50 million from a tobacco settlement agreement. The money is part of an annual payment that tobacco companies make to states under a 1998 settlement covering the cost of providing health care to those with tobacco-related illnesses. Nixon and lawmakers banked on using the $50 million this fiscal year, but a recent appeals court ruling means that the companies don't owe Missouri that money. Nixon cut funding for several new programs in response. He also restricted money for a number of planned health care provider rate increases. A pair of earthquakes hit southeast Missouri this past weekend, but there were no reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said a 3.4 magnitude earthquake, followed 24 minutes later by a 3.2 magnitude aftershock, hit southeast Missouri on Friday afternoon. The Daily American Republic reports residents in Butler, Ripley, and Carter counties reported feeling the quakes. Robbie Myers, director of Butler County Emergency Management Agency, says the epicenter was 29 miles west of Poplar Bluff. Myers says the earthquake occurred a day after emergency management officials participated in the annual Great Central U.S. Shakeout Drill at area schools. Farmers Insurance has agreed to pay Missouri $575,000 to settle a lawsuit claiming its agents violated state telemarketing laws. Attorney General Chris Koster says it's the largest amount ever paid to the state by a telemarketer for violations of the no-call list. Koster says his office received more than 275 complaints about farmers' agents in a four-year period. Some complained that they were contacted by agents even after consumers requested they stop calling. Farmers, which sells home, auto, and life insurance, denies the claims that independent agents solicited residents on the no-call list. The settlement agreement also requires the company to take additional steps to prevent telemarketing violations, including audits of agents. The agreement expires mid-July 2019. Step by step, the out-of-commission Katy Bridge rail line is being transformed into a functioning portion of the Katy Trail. After a decade of private fundraising, the first phase of four is completely funded and construction is set to begin in November. According to project supervisor Katie Fiel, the first phase includes replacing the missing 62-foot span, swapping the old rail with concrete, improving handrails, and implement overhead lighting.
First phase will kind of create like a river outlook. So it'll go, there's a missing span here, so it's 62 feet long, and then it's 250 feet of the bridge that we'll be converting.
Fiel believes once the public sees the work being completed that more people will be willing to give donations. The project is expected to take 4 to 6 months, and the bridge is scheduled to open in March 2016. Nick Yale, KBIA News, Columbia.